Obviously crazed through captivity, the shrike laughed.
Ka-chack, ka-chack, ka-chack! Aye, Glockpod, afraid of nothing. Glockpod killer, watching me all time. Bad bed!
Danzin looked away from the wild, glittering eyes.
Wouldn't like to meet him on a dark night.
Glockpod inched closer to the flap.
Wouldn't like to meet me any time, Mouser.
Meldrum shoved the shrike back with his spear butt, saying,
This is getting us nowhere, chaps. We've got to make good our escape and take poor old Gale with us. Right, hey there, Gluck Puddle, or whatever you call yourself. Listen, if you ain't with us, you're against us. I'm afraid I haven't time to bandy words with you. Understand?
He received a swift reply.
Open the door, long ears. Gluckpod Witcher, killer rats. Lots of rats.
The hare unlocked the cell, and standing to one side, he shoved the door open with his spear tip. Glockpod hopped out, eyes glittering, beak flicking from side to side.
Glockpod, bad bed. Killer any beast.
Marielle whispered to Dandin.
Looks like we've caught a whirlwind by the tail.
Swinging her gullwhacker, she brought it within a hairbreadth of the shrike's eye.
Try killing this beast and you're a loser.
Completely unafraid, Glockpod winked one beady eye at her.
Glockpod, me, joker. Only killer rats.
Help! Help! Murder! Escaping prisoners! Rouse the guard!
The rat sentry had crawled out from under the fallen door. He scampered off down the corridor in the opposite direction of the escapers, shrieking full blast. He was too far away to be caught. Meldrum's spear bounced harmlessly off the wall, and he threw up his paws in disgust.
Sure, that's blown it. They'll be on us in force soon. Which way now? We can't go down. They'll be coming up.
Marielle shouldered a gullwhacker.
Like I said yesterday, there's only one way to go. Up.
The sound of masses of horde beasts dashing toward them clinched the issue. Supporting Gale, the three friends sped along the corridor and up the flight of stairs at the far end. Glockpod brought up the rear. It was a stone spiral staircase, and it did not take them long to realise they were in a narrow round tower. The stairs seemed to continue endlessly upward, terminating in a small circular chamber. Sounds of guards pounding their way upward reached them. Dandin shut the door and barred it from the inside. Crossing to a narrow slit window, he looked out.
We're twice as high up as we were before. It makes me dizzy just looking down. We're as high up as any beast can go in this castle. Let's face it, we've trapped ourselves good and proper this time.
As he spoke, the fierce spear blades and axe heads came crashing through the door.